This is the Pacifica National Board Elections Committee calling to order. This is Bill Crozier, Chair Pro Tem. It's April 18th, 2016, and it is 7:42 Central Time. Let's see. Well, Nancy, were Chair Pro Tem or Secretary Pro Tem last time? Can you call the roll? Are you able to do that?
Okay.
And we have somebody else who's volunteered to be secretary if you don't want to do it.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know if he's ready to take roll.
Yeah,
okay.
I could do that.
Okay.
Is that okay? We'll let Michael do it, Nancy?
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead, Michael.
Grace Aaron, KFK.
Here.
Sharon Adams, hi. Sharon Adams, KPFA.
Here.
Wesley Bethune, KPFT. Thought I heard him. Wesley Bethune, KPFT. Fred Blair, KPFK.
On the call.
Jim Brown, WPFW.
Here.
Bill Crozier, the chair's pro tem, is here, KPFT.
Yes.
Marion Douglas and Gatto, WPFW. Anthony Fess, KPFA.
Here.
Charles Frederick, KPFK. Jan Goodman, KPFK. Bob Letter, WBAI.
Here.
Frank Lefevre, WBAI. Eric Ramey, WPFW.
Present.
Serene Roberts, WBAI.
I'm here.
Nancy Sabara Naritomi, KPFT.
Present.
Deborah Shafto, KPFT. Nancy Sorden, WPFW.
Present.
And I think Margie Wilkinson was also from KPFA, is that right?
But will not
yes.
be present tonight.
No, no, present. Okay, she got on the call and said she wasn't coming. Okay, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. We have a quorum.
Thank you, Michael.
From KPFT.
I'm sorry? Whether you are here? Okay, that's it. Okay, well.
Did you get Bethune from KPFT?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
I have you now, sure.
All right.
That's 12.
Thank you. And that's Michael Novick calling roll. Thank you for doing that for us. Okay, I hope all of you got an agenda by now. Let me just read real briefly for people in the stream or whoever doesn't have one handy. One, call to order and roll call, which we just did. Two, appointment of timekeeper. Three, agenda approval, 5 minutes. Four, election of committee chair and secretary, 10 minutes. Five, approved minutes from February 15th and March 14th, 2016 meetings, 5 minutes. Six, update on request to CFO and on corresponding motion to PNB for election cost information, 10 minutes. Seven, report from 2015 National Election Supervisor, 30 minutes. Eight, report from working group on problems with 2015 and past elections and problem area, potential areas for improvement, 30 minutes. Nine, review action items, 5 minutes. 10, set next meeting date for Elections Committee, 5 minutes, and adjourn by 10:30 Eastern. Do I hear a motion to approve that?
So moved.
Okay, that was Bob and
Grace.
Nancy?
Grace,
okay. Are there any changes to the agenda?
Bob?
Yes, Bob?
I got an email from the 2015 National Election Supervisor. Unfortunately, she's not able to be on the call tonight. Something has come up that she just can't, she has a schedule conflict. So, and she will be sending her report this week.
Thank you. Okay, yeah, because I had emailed her and called her, and I didn't get her answer, so thanks. Okay, so we don't, do we need any time for that at all, or are you just moving that we remove that from the agenda?
Yeah, oh, sorry. So, right, so I'm suggesting that we remove that from the agenda.
This is Eric from PFW. I don't know if there's a stack or not, but...
Okay, well, let's just deal with that first. Is there any objections to removing that item from the agenda? That's the National Election Committee, I mean, National Election Supervisor Report. Hearing none, then that's removed. Okay, and who was next? Eric? Ramey?
Yes.
Okay.
We've got election of officers tonight. This is the first meeting I'm attending. That's not anyone's fault here that's on the call. I have no idea who shot John. Would it not be prudent for us to have a candidate statement sent at some point and then have the... and then have the officers elected?
Well, I was going to suggest that we, again, defer election of officers or the chair and secretary because we still don't have the committee membership established completely.
That's fine.
And so if somebody would like to move, I mean, we could either, if you want to let me continue as pro tem chair, that's fine. If you want to have another election tonight for pro tem chair and secretary tonight, that's okay, too. But we need a motion, I guess, something about that.
I move that we, this is Grace Aaron, I move that we postpone the election of chair, permanent chair and secretary to the next meeting.
Okay, so that would effectively remove that item from the agenda?
Correct.
This is Serene.
Yeah, Serene?
I would modify to elect pro tem officers tonight.
Elect pro tem officers? So that's a substitute. Okay. Any discussion on?
I have a point of information.
Okay.
Obviously, we can't do this by paper ballot. How is this accomplished? You can do a roll call.
Yeah, that's what we did last month.
Okay.
Assuming nobody objects. Okay, is any discussion on either Grace's motion to postpone it or the substitute motion by Serene to elect pro tem officers again this?
I'm sorry, tonight? I didn't pose it as a substitute. I said I would amend it. I think I said adjust it, whatever. But obviously we can't do permanent, but we can do pro tem. So I'm adding that to hers to strike the permanent.
Okay, but for tonight, you want to go ahead and elect pro tem chair and secretary?
Right.
Okay.
So I'm saying it's not a substitute. Both things can happen.
Oh, I see what you mean. Right. Okay. All right. Well, let's deal with Grace's first then. It's just a separate motion. Are you wanting it as an amendment, though, to that one?
I don't care how it gets accomplished. Let's just do it.
Okay. Well, I think you did say amendment. So... let me ask this way first. Is there any objections to Serene's motion to amend Grace's motion to elect pro tem officers tonight and then elect the more permanent ones next month?
I object. This is Grace Aaron.
Okay. Okay. Did you want to say anything?
I think we should not waste the time. Just keep Bill on.
Yeah, let's just extend it.
Okay. Any other discussion? Okay, hearing none, I guess we can vote on the amendment. So the original motion from Grace was to postpone election of the chair and secretary to next month, and so we just remove that from the agenda. Serene amended that to elect, also elect pro tem officers tonight. So, Michael, can you call the roll for the amendment?
I have a substitute motion, if I can.
Is it Fred?
Is Eric. I have a substitute motion.
Oh, Eric. Okay, go ahead, Eric.
I move that we just extend the terms of the current pro tem officers until whatever, until the next meeting.
I think it would be equivalent to voting against the amendment. Is that correct, everybody?
No, some of us like to vote in favor of something rather than against things.
Okay. So, Eric, yours is a substitution for Serene's amendment?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, for her amendment, you totally lost now. Yeah. It's a substitute for the original motion.
Okay. To extend the terms of the pro tem officers
until the next meeting,
and not have an election tonight. Okay. All right. Can we go ahead and vote on that, or is there any more discussion?
It's not a lot different from the original concept of voting for the officers. I mean, voting for someone we have no knowledge of. I mean, it sounds like it's a big deal, so go ahead and do whatever you want.
Okay, well, we can take it as a substitute to the Serene's amendment. Is there any more discussion on that, either Serene's amendment or the substitute by Eric?
Yes, Nancy, APFT. I like Serene's motion because Bill conducted the meeting last time, and it's on the archives. And if we had Bob conduct the meeting, and it will also be on the archives, but then people who don't know either of the two, the Bill or Bob, they can listen to the archives and have a better way of thinking how they're going to vote.
You mean tonight?
Yes. So if we, Bill had a chance last month, so if this time, if we have a election and Bob wins, then it's just for tonight, and so before the main election, then people, everybody who don't know Bill or Bob will be able to listen to the archives and then have something to judge.
Okay. Any other discussion?
This is Eric once again. I think we're wasting too much time here, so we need to do something.
Yeah, well, let me see if anybody else that hasn't spoken yet wants to speak.
Yeah, this
anybody
is
else?
Great.
Okay, Grace.
Great. Bob Lederer has chaired many meetings, and people can go to the archives and listen to him in other election meetings. He doesn't have to chair tonight for that ability to be available.
Okay. And I'll just echo Eric's point that we are wasting a lot of, we're spending a lot of time. Maybe we're not wasting it, but we're still on agenda approval. So can we go ahead and vote now? Okay, so what we'll vote on first is the substitute by Eric. So this would substitute Serene's amendment, which would be to elect pro tem officers. Substitute instead of that would to just extend the terms of the pro tem officers that we elected last month. So if you're in favor of that substitution by Eric, then you need to vote yes. So, Michael, can you call the roll, please?
Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Sharon Adams?
Yes.
Leslie Bethune?
No.
Fred Blair?
Yes.
Jim Brown? Jim Brown, I thought he was present.
His phone back to
it. Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Anthony Fest?
Yes.
Bob Lederer?
No.
Eric Ramey?
Yes.
Serene Roberts?
No.
That was a no?
Correct.
Nancy Sabar and Aritomi?
No.
Nancy Sorden?
No.
Jim Brown?
No.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six yes and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6
no. Excuse me, you haven't called for my vote.
I'm sorry, who's that?
Frank Lefevre. I think I'm still on the committee, aren't I?
You
even
are, but
there
didn't...
is a
yes, you
there
are.
Is a show cause.
You didn't answer the question when I called the roll, so I didn't realize you were here. Frank Lefevre?
I vote yes.
Okay, that's 7 in favor and 6 opposed. In that case, it carries.
Okay, so that substitutes the...
I have a
the,
point of information, please.
Well, okay, just to clarify, so that what we just voted on was we approved Eric's substitution for Eric, for Serene's amendment. We still need to vote on the Grace's original motion, but go ahead. You had a point of information?
So what is Michael's status right now on this call?
He's pro tem secretary until we decide if we're going to do something else. If we postpone the election of officers, then I guess we'll go back to Nancy Sabara Naratomi. She wasn't on the call initially, but she is now. So she could, I don't care. I mean, they could, I would go back to Nancy unless she wants to let Michael continue as pro tem secretary for tonight.
Thank you.
I'm on the call because I'm a director and I was on the working group.
Michael, I wasn't questioning your right to be on the call. I was just asking if we're voting to continue pro tem, that would mean Nancy, not Michael, and that's why I thought we should keep it clean and just do a whole new set of voting tonight, but that's not what the committee voted, so that's fine.
Okay, so now we're back to Grace's original motion to postpone the election of officers until the next meeting.
As
we go ahead and vote on that? As amended, yes. Or let me just ask, are there any objections to that?
Yes, the point of information, does not the substitute motion that was just approved have that same effect?
Well, I thought that was you were substituting just for the amendment, for Serene's amendment.
No.
It does have, that's what I was, a point I was trying to make earlier, but it did seem to have the same effect to me, too. But if nobody objects to that interpretation, then we don't need to have another vote.
That's not how it was framed, so.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I think you had indicated it was a substitution for the for Serene's amendment. So we still have the original motion, which is to postpone the election of the officers until next month. So is there? Let me just ask, are there any objections to go ahead and doing that then?
I have another point of information. That still leaves the door open to vote for pro tem officers tonight.
No, we just voted to extend.
Very good.
Go ahead.
It seems a little redundant, but just as a formality, though. So are there any objections, then, to the amended motion that Grace proposed? Hearing none, then that's approved. Okay, thank you. Any other changes to the agenda?
Do we have a time certain for ending? I'm sorry, Serene to the staff.
Go ahead. Was that Nancy first? Nancy Sabara Naratomi? And then Serene?
Point of information. I'm not on Yahoo Groups because I'm not receiving emails because I have a trouble with Google. Google doesn't know whether I'm myself or not because I lost my password. So could somebody please send to my email in the future? Not just to the Yahoo Groups because my stuff is not in there.
Okay, could... Bob, can you, or who can add people to the Yahoo group? Because I can't do that.
Sure, I can do that.
Okay. That's not
Nancy,
the issue.
That's not the issue. I cannot get on the Yahoo, and I cannot get my emails through the computer. I can only get on my telephone and get emails, but I can't get on the Yahoo. I have trouble with Google, so I just wanted to have the agenda. If somebody could mail it to me.
I'll send it to you.
Oh, okay. It's the new email with my full name. It's just got a dot between Sybar and Naratomi.
Okay.
Well, I did send it to you at that address, but
you did?
Twice.
Okay.
Yeah. But if you're still not getting it, talk to me after the meeting. We'll see if we can get things fixed up. And maybe Bob can, maybe it's in your spam folder.
I just sent it.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. Are there any other changes to the agenda?
This is Serene.
Yes, Serene?
I just want to make sure we have an end time of 10:30 Eastern. We can always end early, but not later.
Actually, that is on there. Yes.
Right. Thank you.
And I would suggest that since we're not going to have the NES report, we might want to go on a little longer on the working group report. There's a great number of issues there, but we can decide that is when we get there if you want, unless somebody wants to make an amendment to extend that time now. we had allocated 30 minutes of it. That's what I put for the original, on the original agenda.
This is Grace. So moved.
Yes, Grace. Okay.
So moved.
So how long do you want to, what do you want to change it to?
For the working group information?
Yes.
Let's make that, uh, 45 minutes.
Okay. Any objections?
It's now 30 minutes. Is that correct? Let's see.
Yes, it's 30 minutes, what I send out in the draft.
45.
Okay. Are there any objections to that? Okay, hearing none, then we'll do that. Okay. Any other changes to the agenda? Do I hear a motion to approve the agenda? Actually, there already is a motion
on the
floor for that.
I move you approve the agenda.
Okay. As amended. Yes. Are there any objections? Hearing none, then that's done. And then Nancy Sabarnoshami, do you want to, since you were Secretary Pro Tem last month, do you want to continue taking minutes tonight? Pick that up from Michael, who started.
I'm fine. I can do it, or I can be timekeeper or whatever. Michael does good minutes. Either way.
Why don't you go ahead? Okay. I can send you the votes I recorded, and you can add them into your minutes.
Yeah. We kind of decided to let you continue, so that's what we just went through.
Okay.
So,
right,
okay. As long as you're willing. Okay.
She said she's here and she's willing to be timekeeper. Like, don't we just go with that? Make Michael work.
Nancy, which would you rather do? And maybe Michael, which would you rather do?
I would actually prefer not to have any responsibilities. I don't know if I can stay on the whole call or not. So, Kangas, I was on the working group.
Okay. Well, we've essentially voted to let Nancy continue as Secretary Pro Tem. So, Nancy, if you could do that, that would be great.
Okay.
And then the next item, actually, before agenda approval, I forgot this, was appointment of timekeeper. So, who would like to do that?
Somebody?
I mean, I can try, but somebody might need to remind me.
This is Bob. I'll do it.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Bob. Okay. Let's see. We deleted the election of committee chair and secretary minutes. For February 15th and March 14th. Would somebody like to make a motion to approve either or both of those?
So moved.
That was Eric?
It was, or it is.
Okay. You want to move approval of both of them?
Yes, I move that we approve both items.
Okay. Any discussion? I was going to say, I did send some corrections to Nancy. I don't know if you saw those. Earlier today, after you sent us the draft minutes today for the March meeting.
Oh. Okay. I didn't see it yet. Okay.
So I'd like to move that you incorporate those corrections. They were kind of minor.
Okay. Thank you.
Are there any other corrections to either sets of minutes? Hearing none, then I guess both minutes are approved. I should ask if there are there objections to approving both of them.
Hi, Jan Goodman. I just logged on. Sorry, I didn't realize it was going on today.
Okay, thank you. We're just on minutes approval, and I believe we're just about to approve both of the last 2 months' meetings. So I didn't hear any objections. So both of them are approved. Thank you. Okay, next item on the agenda is request to the CFO and a corresponding motion to the PNB on election cost information. I was going to say, I did email our CFO, Sam Agarwal, and he says he still has not had time to do that. He's been pretty busy with the audit preparations and cash flow, the cash flow situation. He said he would try to get that to us soon, but We don't have it yet. So I don't really have any more information from him. Did you hear anything, Bob? I know you had originally contacted him a month or two ago, right?
Yeah. No, I haven't heard.
Okay. And I just heard back from him again today, so that was the latest. And I did send a little, somewhat related to this, you know, I did send to all of you about 2 weeks ago spreadsheets for not the 2015 elections, but for the two elections, or maybe it was the three elections prior to that. So I don't think we need to do anything about that now, but I want to make sure you got that. So it would give you some idea of how much variability the cost there is from one election to the next. And that might give us some ideas on how we might can, you know, change things or improve things. If you want to discuss that, we can do that when we're talking about the working group, because that's kind of comes in there. And then the next item on the agenda was the report from the NES. And again, Bob said earlier, were you want to, for anybody that came in late, you want to repeat what you heard, Bob, from Eljoy Williams?
Sure. She emailed me that she unfortunately has a schedule conflict tonight, so she can't be on the call, but she will be sending in her report this week.
Okay, thank you. And I had
information?
I tried emailing her and phoned her, and I didn't get a response, so I guess that's... Did she indicate the written report, Bob? I guess that's what she meant.
That the written report will be, that she'll send that in this week.
Okay.
Point of information from Michael Logan.
Yeah.
Did she say...
Michael, okay.
Did she say when she might be available? If you want to schedule another call, I think at some point we should just, you know, even if she has the written report, there should be a chance to discuss it with her.
Well, I didn't pose that question, but I think perhaps when we get to the item about setting the next meeting date, we might want to propose two alternatives so that we can, you know, offer her the, mm-hmm. the option that she could, so that increase the chance that she could join us.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, so did you want to make that a motion or anything, Bob?
Well, that's coming up later on the agenda.
Yeah, okay. But I agree it would be good to have her on the call so we can ask questions. Can we move on to the next item, the working group? Okay, the working group, as you recall, I emailed all of you to find out who was interested in being on the working group to discuss the problems that we had, and you know, I collected issues or problems that people had submitted. We didn't try to prioritize them or come up with any formal recommendations, but I collected them and you know I added the new ones we discussed at the working group meeting and sent those back out to you last night. So I guess we're floor's open for discussion on that.
Information. This is Nancy from KPFT.
Yes, Nancy.
Why was the working group canceled last Sunday?
It was actually, that was the original date that I had proposed, or that was the little doodle poll we did. It looked like that was the best day, but there were only about three people besides me who responded, and then a couple of other people said it would be better to do it during a weekday. So I contacted all the people who said they could do it on Sunday, and they all agreed that it was okay to try it on a weekday or that it might be better. So we did it on a weekday a couple of weeks ago. And so the Sunday date was just there as if we needed another date, and we didn't. So that one was canceled.
Oh, so y'all met?
Well, we met. It was actually only two of us that ended up meeting.
Oh, dear.
It's Michael and I.
Oh, my.
But we collected... You know, collected the, or not really necessarily suggestions, but issues and problems from whoever sent them in. And that's what I sent back out.
I see. Can we add some more problems?
If you want to. It's a pretty long list already, but yeah, I guess my general feeling is that the NES, whoever it may be, needs to be aware of these and... after we get the 2015 NES report, we may have additional things to add. Hopefully, Ms. Williams will have some recommendations for us on how to improve things. But, yeah, if you want to throw anything out, go ahead.
Okay. Yes. Now?
Sure.
Okay. We had, in the last election, we had asked the NES about, you know, posting the cart schedule on some place, like on the station website or the Pacifica website, posting somewhere. And our NES was saying that she's just letting the LESs take care of that, and she's concentrating on other things like mailing. And then we asked her again. We asked her like two times or so. So finally we did get a yes, but it did not happen. So I hope we don't have to go through this dance again. And so I'm thinking maybe when we did do something, and I forgot what it was, and we had the PMB make a resolution on it, then she abided by it completely. And she asked us if the PMB does any kind of thing like that again, she wants to know right away if PMB makes a resolution on something. And I'm sorry, I can't remember what it was. So, I mean, maybe we need to ask the PMB to recommend to the PMB to make a resolution that the cart's scheduled, posted, then everybody can see when they're supposed to be played.
This is Bob.
Okay, Bob.
Okay, well, I want to go back to a suggestion I made at the last meeting, which is that, and I'm sorry I wasn't able to be on the working group and don't think I can do it this month, but I had suggested that it might make for a more orderly discussion if we had categories of problems and solutions rather than just sort of a random list. And I had put out to the committee a suggested list of categories of seven. And so for our time tonight, perhaps rather than going in the order that they happen to be in the list that you put together, maybe we could do it by category, because that also can relate to, it's largely in chronological order. And so that way, the issues that are more pressing because they need to be resolved sooner in this election cycle than others, we'd make perhaps some headway on, whereas the ones that are later in the process, we don't really need to necessarily resolve this soon. So if you want, I could read them. I could also repost that right now to people on this call.
Yeah, in fact, I was basically thinking the same thing. I was kind of deliberately trying to avoid making a recommendation to the working group because there were only two of us, and I didn't want to be too presumptive. But I think categories and prioritization is needed. And hopefully, if we get the NES written report this week, we can have another working group perhaps next week or the week after, and go through all of this in detail with whatever the NES recommends also. But yeah, if you want to go ahead and review those categories, Bob, that's fine.
Okay. Oh, and let me also add that at her last report to this committee, I believe that was in January, she did say that she will definitely include recommendations for improving the process. So that will absolutely be part of her report. All right, so the categories I had suggested were number one, membership lists, number two, the nomination process and publicity connected to it, three, the campaign period, and including the fair campaign provisions and the enforcement of them, four is replacement ballots, five is electronic voting and tabulation process. Six comes earlier in the process, so let me move that up. It's cost cutting and the questions of printing and postage. The last one is also earlier in the process. Local election supervisors detailed job responsibilities and how they're carried out.
Okay. Thank you. And I think most of the, probably everything we went over in that bigger list would fall into one or more of those. Well, I'd be glad to take some more specific suggestions or discussion on these, but if we want, we can also just go ahead and perhaps plan on having another working group meeting.
I have at least one suggestion that I don't think is mentioned anywhere here, and
is
telephone response. It was almost impossible to get anybody on the telephone regarding the elections, so that's one category. And second category is related is, you know, maybe we could get volunteers to staff phones, and maybe we could have, you know, one phone number for telephones, or that we could have them at all the stations. But we should have, if it's acceptable to have volunteers answering the phone and being helpful, being able to be helpful to send out a new ballot or do various things, that would be a tremendous help to a lot of people.
Okay. Sounds good. I can add it to the list. Does anybody else have any additions or any particular of these items you think are particularly important that we need to prioritize highly?
I have an addition. This is Grace.
Yes.
Okay. Two things. One is we should ensure that we're sending out, if we're going to do bulk mail again, which is the topic we should discuss, if we're going to send bulk mail, it should definitely be the highest quality bulk mail, and it should be done under our nonprofit status, our 501c3 status, not just generalized bulk mail, because there's a better rate using the nonprofit status, and also, I believe you can get better service. There are a couple of different types of bulk mail service, and one of them is just like really bad, the lowest quality, and the one above it is significantly better, according to the post office and our printer. But the other thing is this. With bulk mail at KPFK, because we received a lot of complaints from our candidates, we had a lot of candidates here, about 25, and plus we had other people who were calling us, surveying our candidates, around 30 to 40% never received ballots. They had to ask for replacement ballots. That is often a bulk mail problem because there's no necessity for the post office to guarantee bulk mail. So if we are disenfranchising off the bat, over 20% of our membership, first of all, it begs the question, what is our quorum? If we're only mailing to 80% of the membership at best because of bulk mail problems, we should either adjust the quorum or consider a bylaws amendment. This needs to be addressed. Part of the solution is with the electronic voting, which is very popular here in Los Angeles. More than 50% of the ballots came in electronically, which does save us money and seems to be very popular at this signal area. So I would suggest that we really ramp up asking people to vote online before the mailing starts, which would reduce costs, increase the amount of people voting, and so it's a win-win, and as we saw, it was popular. So those are the things that I would suggest, but we have to address the fact that with bulk mail, there's a failure rate built into the process, which to some degree disenfranchises our members, and there's no real remedy for it because there's no way to figure out who didn't get their ballot except for accepting complaints.
Okay. Thank you. Other discussion?
Jan? Yes, Jan. This was mentioned I'm talking about priorities, okay? So I think a huge priority needs to be put on talking about the elections before the candidate period starts, or like maybe just a week or two before the time that people can sign up to be candidates, but really ramping that up so that we can get more people to be candidates. And I think that what we need to have in that line is, it'd be great if we could have programmers actually talk about it. That would be the ideal. So at least sending information to programmers to try to get them to talk about the elections and how important it is and what service people will be doing to serve on the LSB and carts, because we know that only a small percentage of programmers will actually do it, but carts played regularly to encourage people to become candidates. That would just be such a huge thing, because we've really fallen down on that entirely. And it may, and even with a couple in Los Angeles, even with just a couple of programmers who mentioned it, we got quite a few people who, you know, just came out of the listenership, which is the ideal, who just came out of the listenership and applied to be LSB members. So I think some of those even won and are great people.
Okay. Thank you. Other discussion?
This is Grace, if I could speak again.
Okay, let me see if anybody else that hasn't spoken yet wants to speak.
Yeah, ask anyone else.
This is Michael Novick.
Okay, Michael.
I wasn't quite clear if we were trying to follow the outline that of top topic areas, or we're just throwing out additional things that aren't on the list yet.
Well, I guess it's kind of free form. If somebody wants to suggest something, a particular topic area, that's fine. If not, I'll try to maybe group them into the topic areas, and then I'm hoping we can have another working group meeting to discuss all these in more detail with a few more people on it, and also incorporate whatever suggestions the NES has. But if you want to add something to a particular a topic area, that's fine. We're open to discussion, whatever you want to say.
Yeah, this is in relation to the mailing. I think originally there was a proposal that was made by the election committee last year that it would be a sort of advisory mailing first that would give people the option give us the ability to check the addresses in the membership list, and also give people a heads up on the fact that the election is happening and the opportunity to submit information so they could vote online and so on. So I think that would be something that would still be desirable. I think in the long run it would be a savings, because there would be many fewer wasted. Originally it was to do a card first and then the full mailing later. The other thing that I met, it's in the report, although it's kind of buried towards the end and refers only to KPFK, but I think it's really important that the committees of inclusion be functioning at all five stations, because one of their responsibilities is to try to ensure greater diversity in governance, and that would involve, encouraging and facilitating people running for the board from the diverse communities that we should be serving.
Okay, thank you. And I did put that last one of yours in the that list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I'll let other people speak, but if I want to respond to what you were talking about on the advisory mailing also, but I'll let some other people go first. Who else wants to speak? Okay, well, was it somebody?
Yeah, this is Nancy at KPFT.
Okay, Nancy.
I could put on that list that that Bob made. I don't think it's there about the mailing. Let's see, what is that mailing? I forgot that the possibility that we first, you know, we asked and she agreed, and then later she told us that we couldn't do it, to have the ballots of one station be counted at another station.
Okay. What would be the advantage of that?
Well, cut down some fishy business. Maybe.
Okay. Well, let me respond to something Michael said a minute ago. On the advisory mailing, you know, a substantial portion of the costs of the election are the printing and mailing. It's a real high percentage. And so that's maybe why we don't do more mailings, just had one. Also, it's possible, in fact, all the bulk mail houses should be doing this, but we may have to ask them to do this, is they should be doing, I think it's called an NCOA scan first. Frankly, all of our stations should be doing it on a regular basis to help keep their membership list up to date, which is uses the post office's National Change of Address database, the NCOA. You pay a small amount, it's much less than mailing something to everybody, and they will check your mailing list and send corrections to you. Of course, you have to put those back into your database, or it won't do any good. I'm not sure the stations are doing that. I think some of them are not, because that's probably one reason why a lot of people don't get ballots. I'm kind of assuming this, but if a lot of people move every year, and if the corrections are not put back into the database, then we're not going to be getting to them. There's also different ways of doing bulk mailing, as I believe was it Jan or Grace were talking about, that you can, the cheapest way is to just have the post office discard ones that are not deliverable as addressed, but then you don't know who they are. You can pay to have them returned to you, either electronically or the physical mail, for an additional charge, and so that you can get those address corrections and put them back in the database and then remail those people. I don't think that was done. I never heard whether that was done by the NES, but our stations should be doing that for every mailing they have anyway, for everything. They should always be trying to get address corrections up to implemented in their database constantly, because every year you're going to have probably 10 or 20% of the people who have moved. And the post office will only forward stuff for about a year, year and a half. And then you've lost them after that. So anyway, I think we just need to work with mailing houses and figure out what would be the least expensive way, but would also make sure this happens and get it started early, not wait till it's time to mail the ballots. So I kind of, Chris, I agree with you, Michael. Let's see if we can find a little bit less expensive way of doing that, though.
I have another idea. This is Jan.
And okay. This
is Grace. I think I'm on the stack, but I'm waiting for anyone who hasn't spoken to speak.
I haven't
spoken.
And Bob.
Who's that, Jim?
Yeah.
Okay, well, go ahead, Jim. I'll let you go first.
I think some very good ideas are coming out here. We're making some great progress, I think. I think we should figure out how to document what we're saying here and make sure that each station has a copy of what they're supposed to do and what they should do, especially when it comes to the mailing list, because with the turnover we've had in the last year or so at stations and so forth, people don't know exactly what they do. What role does the station play in our elections? We need to let them know exactly what that is.
Okay. Did you want to say anything particular about your station? Because I know it was a big problem getting enough candidates to run there.
Yeah, that's another discussion. You know, we have to promote that. We have to do better promotion. So some of the things that we're saying now will help all stations.
Okay. All right, and then I think Bob?
Thanks. Yeah, I just wanted to mention, since Bill had brought up the question of NCOA, National Change of Address, that the post office offers for low fee, that was done at all five stations with the NES working with the station managers. And she did say that she had worked with them on cleaning up the list. We can ask her, hopefully, if she's able to join our call next month, to what extent the stations, given how some of them are short-staffed, were able to actually integrate all of the change of addresses, you know, into their databases. But that was the process that she tried to engage in based on the NCOA results.
Okay. Great. Thank you. And then I believe Grace was next.
Yes. I was in charge. Our faction at KPFK sent out a slate mailer, and our printer did an NCOA scan for our bulk mailing, and it turned out to be what he said, what the usual is. So out of, I think it was 16,000, there were 400 duds, which is normal. So but we still had a failure rate, we estimate, of somewhere between 20% and 40% of the membership of KPFK did not receive ballots, at least originally. They had to request replacement ballots. And that is, the only thing we could figure out is that it's bulk mail problems. So that, I think, is what needs to be addressed. The other thing is, I strongly agree with Jan. We need to ensure that the elections are promoted and explained to our membership during the nomination process. Because, for one thing, what we've observed in Los Angeles is the candidates who self-nominated are more diverse geographically, age-wise, ethnically and racially. They bring in a fresh perspective. They dilute the harmful type of activity we see because of factionalism. I think I am very strongly in support of having as many people populate our boards who are from the membership and who directly nominate themselves, rather than what we've had to do over the years, which is recruit candidates separately from any promotion that the stations do, which I think that if we rectified that, we would really improve the boards in a lot of different ways. I'm totally willing to step down and have fresh people do the work that I'm doing, that's for sure.
Okay, and then Jan was on the stack, unless there's somebody that hasn't spoken yet and wants to speak. Okay, Jan?
So, I don't know how this works, but I do know that I've heard, you know, other, you know, people who are doing fundraising and other things. And is texting to the station that I want to vote via email. You know, if we promoted having people just do it on their phones, you know, text to blah, 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 I want to vote via email, and they give the name. I think it would be like we could possibly get a big response that way, because people use their phones this way a lot. People are used to texting right then and there on the spot. Oh yeah, and we should try that as a way. I mean, if we could afford to send postcards to everybody, great. But otherwise, if we started doing that early on, and then we'd have to verify it in some way that this is, you know, this is the same person who voted, and you know, I'm sure we could figure out how to do that. But I think it would be a great way to engage our people, our listeners, and we. It wouldn't get lost in the shuffle as much as, you know, if we send out emails to people, and then it's just, you know, I think sending out emails is a great idea, and we should be collecting emails as much as we can, and we should be trying it and telling people. We sent an email today. This is a separate topic, I guess. We sent an email today asking you if you wanted to vote by mail, check your email. It's going to come from, you know, kpfk.org or whoever it's going to come from. But so that's two things. One is telling people that they're receiving something and, you know, having, you know, it repeated all day or for 2 days. You know, you're getting something asking you if you want to vote by mail, look at your email. That's A. And then B, asking people to text in if they'd like to vote by email, because some people may not have given us their email addresses. Anyway, so that's two ideas for saving money and engaging listeners.
Okay. Thank you. I must say that, you know, we had some discussions several years ago on the elections committee, and there are some issues about verification. Texting to get a ballot that you could either do perhaps online rather than by email. But there was, I like the idea of, you know, making it easier for people to get a ballot and not just by mail. So maybe we could figure out some way of doing that. My personal feeling is that voting by email is not secure at all, and it cannot be made secure. But perhaps you could get credentials for voting after, you know, your text was verified to make sure you were a member and you haven't already voted, and then the person could be sent a code, the online voting credentials, then you could go online and vote. That would probably be easier anyway.
I'm thinking that if people like this idea, figuring out how to make it secure, is a separate topic. But
yeah.
It's a doable topic.
Okay. It's kind of a good brainstorming idea. Anybody else have suggestions for improving the process?
This is Charles. I came late to the call, so basically you're talking about having the possibility of voting online.
Well, that was just the latest thing that was suggested. We're going over a working group report that I emailed out. It was a part of another email with the agenda and some other items that I emailed out late last night and then resent, I believe, right after the meeting started. Did you get that?
I'll take a look. I didn't see it.
This is Charles Fredericks?
Yeah.
From KPFK? Okay.
Yeah.
And so we're just, it's a general discussion about this. How are we doing on time, our timekeeper?
We have 15 more minutes.
Okay, thank you. Well, let me just ask everybody, is it sound reasonable to try to set up another meeting of a working group, try to get a few more people in? I know it's hard to find a time that's good for everyone, so that we can go over these more, prioritize them some, group-related ones together, perhaps come up with other suggestions, not just listing the problems. Do we want to try to schedule a meeting for that sometime next week, perhaps, or the week after?
Nancy from KPFC, please. Please schedule,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. I really didn't get much response from people about the last working group meeting, and so...
I thought it was canceled.
Well, we had a doodle poll, and only four people responded, me and three other people, and then we met... I checked with all the people who said when they could meet, and turned out some people said it would be better to meet on a different time, so we did that, and we canceled the other time. But it was okay with everybody who had responded to that time.
Bill?
yes?
I didn't get the doodle poll, or I did get the cancellation message about the April 10th working group meeting. But I didn't get the notice of the next working group meeting, which I gathered took place during the week. I would have participated if I had, but I'm not seeing you get a lot of the email messages here. I'm not getting anything from the Google group.
Okay.
Okay. This is Grace.
And I've gotten several messages from people who said they're not getting the email. So I'm not sure if it's the – it's actually a Yahoo group, excuse me. And there's also – so maybe I just need to get everybody's individual email addresses and send them out to everyone separately. But did you want to say something, Grace?
I think I suggested this before. I'd rather we nail down the working group time and date tonight if possible, because these doodle things are driving me nuts. But anyway, if there's any possibility that we could have the meetings in the morning or the afternoon, a weekday morning or afternoon, not a weekend, it would be great. And for the East Coast people, it could be like 5:30 p.m. your time, if you want to do it, or 6 p.m. That would make it 3 p.m. West Coast time, and it would make it, 5 p.m. Houston time, or 5:30.
People
if we poll how many people want to be on that group, and maybe if anybody's available during the day, it would be. It's much easier for me to do it during the day than in the evening.
Yeah. Well, I must say, if I just look at the KPFTX calendar, there is a meeting someplace or another every day this week and every day next week, including the weekends. So at one station or other, or some of the national ones. So maybe the afternoons would work better, or early evening, so it could be a before the usual meeting times. I'm open to whatever the group wants to do.
Nancy Sorden, WPFW, to the staff.
Yeah, Nancy. Go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah. Afternoon, if it's afternoon West Coast time, would be okay for me. I work during the day. I can't meet during the day. Unless
so what
it's
time?
Afternoon. I work till 6.
Till 6 Eastern?
Eastern time, yep.
So we could start at 6, or would it have to be later than that?
That would be fine.
Okay. Would that work for something like what you're talking about, Grace?
Absolutely. That would be 3 p.m. Pacific.
That would work for me also better.
That would really be much better for me.
Okay. And that would be 2.5 hours before most of the other meetings start. So maybe that would work better. You could still have another meeting that evening if you wanted.
Yeah.
Somebody want to propose a day? Well, okay. Go ahead, Michael.
I'm just saying if it's at 3 Pacific, it would have to be a Monday or a Friday for me. If I'm working Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, 3 to 5.
Okay. Let's see. Let me write that
I'm
down.
Sorry, Michael. Did you say a what or a what?
Monday or Friday?
Monday or Friday will work for me if it's afternoon.
Monday's best for me. Well, I don't care. This is Grace.
Monday is good for me, Dan. And most Tuesdays, but not the first Tuesday.
Well, let me just ask, right now, next Monday, actually the only thing on the agenda is the CAB for WPFW. So we could try it then, or we could actually do an evening one, I guess, if none of you can be on the CAB because you can't be on an LSB and also on the CAB. But an afternoon one, maybe that's better for some of you. So I'm
afternoon
open to that. Somebody want to make a proposal?
Grace.
Yeah, Grace?
I suggest that we have the meeting next Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific time, 6 p.m. Eastern time.
So it's Monday, April 25th?
Yeah.
At 6 p.m. Eastern. Any discussion on that? Because this is just for people that want to be in the working group, but I do hope we can get some more of you to participate in that.
That could work for me. I don't know about we have a finance committee meeting that day. I don't know who on the call is on that committee, but
it's not on the calendar. Do you know when it is?
No,
not on the meeting's calendar.
Okay.
What committee did you?
Matt. We have finance Mondays on Mondays, but. It's the Mondays that it's scheduled is on the calendar.
Okay, great.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm sorry, can I interrupt?
Oh, I see one on the 11th, last week.
Yeah.
Right.
I need to interrupt for 10-5 seconds, if I might. Jim, you said there was a mass meeting. I'm sorry. What date is it on?
I didn't say mass. I said finance committee.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's your local finance committee.
Yes.
Okay. So Grace has a motion to set a working group meeting for a week from today, Monday 25th, the 25th at 6 p.m. Eastern. Is there any objections to that?
Well, before you set that, why don't you find out how many people can actually meet then?
Okay.
I mean, for instance, I could meet the next Monday, but I couldn't meet that Monday. So why don't, before you like say any objections, why don't you find out how many people would participate on that day?
Okay.
That's the 25th, right?
Yeah. Do you want to, Nancy, could you just sort of like call the roll? Just, I mean, this isn't really a vote, but just indicate if you're interested in participating then.
Okay. I'm looking for this. Let me look for this.
And, Bill, what was the time?
It would be 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Thank you.
For no more than 2 hours, hopefully less.
Okay, KPFA, Anthony Fist?
Yeah, I'm free then, I think.
Anthony?
Tentative.
That would be, 6 p.m. Eastern. Three
p.m.
I have a point of procedure.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're on the Pacific. Yeah, 3 p.m.
So, excuse me, Nancy. Serene, were you saying something?
Yeah. Why is the committee voting on a task force meeting?
This isn't a vote. It's just it was suggested to find out who's interested and who could make it then. So, you know, there's no obligation to attend, and it doesn't count. Your attendance isn't, you know, it's not critical you attend. Anybody that wants to would like to make it easy for as many people to come as you can, but you don't have to do that. So I just wanted to cover everybody so we can see who's interested and who's available then. So go ahead, Nancy.
Sharon, is that available for you?
I probably can do it. I actually am taking a vacation starting on Tuesday, so I may have to leave early.
Okay. So probably. I'm not sure. All right. All right, KPF. Yeah, KPFK. Grace is okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good for
okay,
me.
Fred, how
sorry,
about
Mark.
I'm fine.
Okay, and is that Charles? Did you say okay?
Yeah, I'm probably okay, yeah, with that. I have a job coming up, but I don't think it'll be a conflict.
Okay, and this is Jan, and I can't do it next Monday, but I could do it most other Mondays. Just for future information.
Okay, all right, and WBAI, Bob?
No.
No, okay. And Serene?
I abstain.
Okay. Frank Lefebvre? Hello, Frank? Can you do it? Okay, Frank, not here. Okay, KPFT, Wesley?
I'm not sure if I can make it at that time, but we'll see if my schedule opens up.
Okay, that's Monday, 5 p.m. our time. Okay, and Bill can?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And Nancy, yes. And Deb is not here, right, okay. Who else? WPFW, Jim, can you?
I can't make it at 6. Probably do it a little later because I'm working until 6, so
okay.
I won't be able to join the call until like 6:30 or so.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, and is Marion Douglas, did she come? No. Eric?
I'm on the line, but I'm not volunteering right away for the...
Okay, that's all right. And Nancy Thornton?
I can come for about an hour, yeah. I just happen to have another meeting that night at 7.
Okay, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4... 5, 6, and then Nancy for an hour. So six people. I think we better take it. I mean, we got something.
Right, and a few people said maybe or for part of it. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Okay. sound right, everybody? And then we'll, if we need another meeting, we can, I guess we can send an email to the whole committee by, you know, by email.
Bill, point of information from KPFA.
Okay, Nancy.
Do you have the list of everybody and their contact information? Could I get it? Their email?
I can get it.
Good, because, I think we need to do that. Then I can send a reminder, or I can send the emails. I didn't have the. Anyway, I think, is it okay with the group that this information goes to everybody? Or do you all want to think about it? I mean, I don't
well,
want to.
In the interest of transparency, I think we should send the information to everybody on the committee. They may change their minds, or some of them aren't on the call. And I will assume that what I'm going to use is the email addresses that are on the KPFTX calendar. So if you're not getting the automatic notices from KPFTX, like if you didn't get one first thing this morning, let me know, because your email address may not be in there, or it might be wrong, because I will use that to send to everybody.
Okay, I have a question. Does anybody object to the telephone numbers being distributed to this committee only for business, now not for public distribution?
This is part. It's part of this committee. It's okay.
Really?
It's a working group for this committee.
Because I would like the telephone numbers, because I think it helps to make quorum. If I have time, I call people before to remind them. It worked before.
Well,
you don't have to answer the phone.
And at a minimum, you could text people, maybe. I don't know.
Text takes long.
Okay.
Sometimes I have time, but I don't have too much. Texting takes a long time, but if I can just leave a little voicemail or something.
I would, this is Charles, I would prefer that the information comes to me via text, phone, or email, as the I'm not familiar with the doodle thing, and I'm not up to speed with that.
Okay.
Okay. The doodle is just an online poll that I emailed people about, but if you're not getting mail from the Yahoo group, then that may explain why you didn't get it. Because I did get your
email that came around today about the this meeting.
Okay. Okay, well, watch for a reminder. Let's go ahead and just plan. You can put it on your calendar for now. I'll get it posted on the KPFTX calendar after the meeting, but for a week from today for that working group, if you're interested in the working group. And please be looking over the list, and we can maybe do some of it by email, too, if you have any other suggestions. Do we have any more time left on this, Bob?
No, we're actually right now at time.
Okay. So unless there's a motion to extend time on this item, we can go on. I think we're almost over with the meeting, though. Find my agenda. Okay. Action items. I guess the action items include me posting this working group meeting on the calendar. We need to set the next meeting date. I need to post that. Are there any other action items? Nancy, did you write them down in the minutes?
I don't understand what you're saying. Action item.
Well, I'd just like to review at the end of meetings what any of us agreed to do, so that we don't forget about that, and so you can put it in the minutes.
I see.
And if everybody looks at the minutes, that will be a reminder of what you agreed to do.
Okay, so what
like an action item for me is to post this on the calendar, the KPFTX calendar.
So what we just did was an election item, an action item, right?
Right.
Okay, and I would like to say, ask anybody does not want me to call them to remind them about a meeting, please send me an email and tell me, and I will not call you. But it takes me time to text, you know, and I'm not going to talk a long time. Just going to say, remind you of the meeting tonight, that's it.
Okay. And I will try, if we're not using the PAC-elect, the Yahoo group, I'll try to remember to put the word election somewhere in the subject line. Everybody should do that, so that that might be a little flag. If you see a subject line item from somebody you don't remember the name of, if it says elections, then it's probably about this committee, or it might be.
Can you use both you know, the Yahoo group and that? This is kind of as a backup.
Well, I could, except people in that group are going to get it twice. If nobody objects, I can do that too. There's advantages to the Yahoo group because they're archived. All the messages are archived. And so you can go look there if you have a login to Yahoo so that you can see what you missed.
I don't mind getting two emails.
Are there any objections for me doing that? So I'll send things to the Yahoo group and then also to the people individually. Okay. Any other action items? The next meeting date?
This is Jan. I just have a point of information.
Yes. Okay, Jan.
I want to know, is the question of waivers within our purview to discuss?
If it has to do with elections, I guess it is, yeah.
Okay, and also the volunteer staff, is that within our purview to discuss?
What about volunteer staff?
You know, lists and how they get on there and so forth. I mean, it's a big problem in KPFK. Big issue. I don't know if it's a problem. But.
Sure. Yeah, I don't think waivers was on the list, but posting staff lists was one of the suggestions. And
right.
It's been
okay.
Practiced in the past anyway, or supposed to be.
Okay, right. Thank you.
So we can discuss that, yes. Okay, we're ready to set the next meeting date. Is Monday still good for everybody? I see you look in May. It looks like the 16th, 23rd, and 30th are open.
One of those is probably, I'm sorry, this is Eric. One of those is, I would imagine, Memorial Day weekend.
That's probably the 30th. Yeah.
So that weekend, I can't speak.
I already have the 16th of May as being posted as a day of a meeting for elections.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe we tentatively decided on the third Monday or something.
No, we didn't. I'm looking at the calendar now. It's not up there.
Right. That's what I was looking
really?
At.
Okay.
Were there any objections to the 16th? It's the third Monday in May.
Well, this is Bob. If you'll recall, my suggestion earlier was that we approve two dates subject to which one that Hale Joy Williams can attend.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
So
well, 16th and one other date?
I guess I would suggest the 16th and 23rd.
This is Jan. How about the 16th and the 17th, since we're not batting very well on Mondays? Maybe
the 17th is the
NFC
Finance
17th.
Committee.
Hello.
There's a finance committee meeting on some.
Right.
About the
18th. So, 18th is open. So, should we ask Hale Joy if she can make it the 16th or 18th? Let me ask the committee. Is the third Wednesday okay with everybody?
Is there a national governance committee on the third Wednesday, or have y'all not decided?
It's not posted. If it's not posted, it's essentially not decided. So the dates are up for grabs until somebody posts a meeting there. That's why it's important to post your meetings as soon as they're set. Oh, it's set for the 3rd. I see the governance committee is set for May 3rd.
Oh, really? Really?
That's what's on the KPF Tech's calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
That was posted by George Ryder on April 5th. So I guess that's when their last meeting was. Okay, so are there any objections then to the 16th or 18th?
None here.
Yeah, try to contact her right away and get a
conclusion. Can I hear those dates again?
Serene? What was that?
Can I hear those dates again? I got dropped.
Monday, the May 16th, or Wednesday, May 18th. Monday or Wednesday.
And could we try making it at 6:30 Eastern time?
No. I strongly object to that. You guys can do the working group that, but the committee meetings are at 8:30. They work for working people who need to travel home from work.
Okay.
You know, we don't.
It's harder for people on the West Coast if they have to take off from work to get to have the, go to the meeting.
Yep. Okay. No problem.
So, Bob, since you've been talking to Eldroy Williams, do you want to ask her and try to let us know as soon as possible?
I will.
So we can get the, one of the dates posted on our calendar?
Yes.
Okay. So, that, Nancy, that's an action item for Bob. And then an action item for me is to post whatever date it is.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anything else we need to talk about tonight?
I have point of information, Nancy, from KPFT.
Okay, Nancy.
The most pressing thing right now for us to focus on, membership list, staff membership list, or because that was the biggest gripe of the NES.
Well, I think that's one of what we'll talk about in the working group is prioritize some of these things.
Well, are people in the other stations doing something at your LSBs? Get those lists up?
It should be a staff function.
Well,
whoever's in charge of membership should be keeping them up to date all the time, but it's obviously not happening.
Yeah, but also a staff list in a place where you can see it well. I mean, we have asked at our KPFT LSB for a staff list and update it and dated when it's updated. So we'll be ready.
Yeah, I agree.
I have a point of information. Per the bylaws, a national election supervisor was supposed to have been chosen and hired by this in March. Now, the middle of April. Is there any news about that from anybody?
I haven't heard anything. Anybody else?
This is Bob. All I know is what I've seen on the Pacifica.org website, which is that the ad has been there for quite a few weeks.
And I don't think it had a deadline for responses last time I checked. I think we've been waiting on the report from the last NES so we can see if we need to change the job description. maybe I'm assuming wrong.
This is Eric to the stack.
Okay, Eric.
I'm sorry, it may have been a point of information. Is it appropriate to discuss at that meeting or perhaps somewhere else pending litigation either against the network or one of the stations? There was a lawsuit filed some weeks ago. Unless it's been resolved, it's still pending. But I'm wondering, is that appropriate to discuss that somewhere? It was filed by the local election board supervisor.
A lawsuit by the LES?
Yeah, I think, I don't know who hired him, if it was the PNB, I can't remember her name. But nonetheless, I'm not sure who the defendants are, if it was Pacifica or PFW or all of the above. But is that appropriate for discussion at somewhere, sometime?
Well, if it's a public meeting, we really can't talk about...
just before this committee, I meant.
Certain issues, you know, we...
executive.
Why don't you email us? And with, I don't know anything about that. I didn't even know there was a lawsuit. So, I mean, if it impacts what we're deciding about election plans, then we probably should discuss those aspects of it.
I think it does.
Okay.
Excuse me, Jan on the stack.
Yeah, Jan.
You know, if there was a lawsuit filed, and whatever the lawsuit is, whatever filing it is public information, and whatever the complaint was is public information, and it would be very good for us to know what it was, what it's about, or to know anything. I mean, I think that it seems, especially if it was about either, if it's a complaint that we, you know, did something wrong to an individual person, then obviously, you know, much discussion, you know, once you're going to discuss it, it would have to be an executive session. But just knowing what it's about seems super appropriate to at least know about. If it was about the running of the election or something.
So I would like to hear something about it, and I would move to extend time for a little bit to hear something about it.
Yeah, and if it's
Nancy,
not,
Nancy,
we're not talking about a legal strategy anyway, obviously, because we're not the B&B here. Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah, I think that should be clarified and verified before it's discussed any further. Verify that it's been
filed.
Yeah.
I know for a fact it's been filed.
I'm sorry, did something happen to the call?
I
haven't seen the papers.
I haven't heard about it on the TNB at all.
I haven't heard about it either. Why don't
so
you just
don't
email
know.
Us whatever you know that's public that can be discussed publicly? And it sounds like we need to know about it.
Okay.
If there was a problem or a perceived problem, then that's something we probably should be talking about so we can avoid problems in the future.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'll just mention I have not seen the papers, but officials have the station. I think I got it from the GM. I did.
I haven't heard that from our GM. I've heard.
I can't be responsible for whatever people have not heard, but I'll certainly.
I think maybe
for the stack.
It didn't actually come about. Maybe.
You think it didn't happen?
Stack,
okay, I think Serene was trying
Can
to be on the stack.
Help?
Yeah, go ahead, Serene.
If someone has documentation of a lawsuit, they should provide that. If not, you should not be having this discussion, with all due respect. Unless we have something in writing that shows that a suit has been filed, we should not be discussing rumors of a lawsuit. And until somebody has an index number, that's what it is.
Well, I dare say
Okay, one at a time. Eric? Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, I dare say it's not a rumor. You know, I didn't see the papers. I wasn't named as a defendant. Technically, yes, I'm on the board. I'm not positive who all the defendants are. The information I have, at least WPFW is defendant and possibly Pacifica. I will get with the GM, at the very least, the GM, and get more specifics and email everyone on this committee. But it's not a rumor at this point. I mean.
Okay, well, bear in mind, I guess this committee for now, or the working group, is mostly to, I guess, talk about problems that were experienced in the last election and how we might avoid those or do better the next time. So even if there's not a lawsuit, if there's somebody's unhappy or felt something didn't work well, it'd be nice to know what they thought the problems were.
Yeah, this did develop as a result of the last election. I mean, the local elections, but nonetheless, I will get this to everybody. I was not served personally, as I said, but I will get the, I guess it's called the claim number, the docket number, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, where it was filed and who the defendants are. And I will send it out.
Send it to us. Thank you. All right. Anybody else? I think we're through the agenda. So is there anything else that we need to talk about really before we adjourn?
I think we should talk about another 30 seconds.
I move to adjourn.
Okay. Are there any objections to adjourning?
I have none. I move that we adjourn.
Okay. And just minor, Bob's going to check with Lil Joy and find out when she can meet and let me know, and then I will post the meeting date for the next meeting. So watch for that.
Okay, people.
So I didn't have any objections, so I guess we're adjourned. Thank you very much, everyone. And
so long,
we will meet
all of you tonight.
Elections Committee will meet next Monday. Thank you.